Hello, this is Monsignor Schadl with the Monday, March 30th edition of Monsignor's Musings. Monsignor's Musings are my way of keeping informally in touch with you all during this time of isolation caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Today's edition of Monsignor's Musings is brought to you by the Tom O'Brien Automotive Family. We thank them for sponsoring today's podcast. Remember that you can check in their website, tomobrienindy.com. You see that the service portions of the dealerships are open. Obviously, because of social distancing, the showrooms are not open, but you can shop for an automobile online. Yesterday was Sunday. You know, normally Sunday is my busiest day of the week because of all the Sunday morning liturgies, other things going on, baptisms, so on and so forth. But obviously yesterday was a very unbusy day for me. And you know what I did? I did something yesterday that I hadn't done since I was a kid when we lived out in Beech Grove. I got in my Tom O'Brien Chrysler 300, and I simply took a drive. I went driving. Now, I haven't done that since I was a kid. On Sunday afternoons, if the weather was pretty decent, Dad would load the family into the car, and we'd simply go for a drive somewhere. Not with any special destination in mind, at least that I knew of. We simply went for a Sunday afternoon drive. We drove around talking and looking at various sites and so on and so forth. Some of those drives were memorable. I remember one summer afternoon when my sister in the back seat popped her chewing gum very loud. Dad immediately stopped the car, jumped out, because he thought we had a flat tire. We all had a good laugh about that one, but Dad didn't think it was very funny. I suspect that people have stopped taking Sunday afternoon drives for lots of reasons, and one of them is probably the price of gas. Obviously, when I was a kid growing up, gas was a lot more inexpensive. Well, it's a little less expensive today than it was a month ago, so yeah, I simply went for a drive. I drove through Meridian Hills. I drove through Williams Creek. I drove up past my sister's house in Carmel. And as I drove along, can't tell you how many families, a lot of young families out there, walking with their children. It was great to see them walking all over the place on what was a fairly decent day weather-wise. And I thought, you know, if it wasn't because of this coronavirus isolation period, I bet they'd all be home. The adults would be doing their own things and the kids would be looking at some video screen. But no, they were out and about as families, walking, taking in the fresh air. That's one good thing that may come out of this isolation period. Time to reconnect with our families. A time to look at simple things we can do, like me taking a drive like we used to do as kids. One of those drives, I remember we went way out from Beech Grove to Uncle Bill's farm. It was in this foreign country called New Augusta. I thought it was forever away. You know where Uncle Bill's farm was? 62nd and Zionsville Road. That's another drive I remember. But the point is, that's a simple thing that we can do. Reconnect with your families during this period. Take time to pray, to read. And even if you live alone, reconnect over the internet or over the phone with your family and your loved ones. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let's move forward now in hope, trusting in the providence which so far has never failed us.